Hey, good evening, everyone. Broadcasting live, January 13th, 2016. Today's quote. Today's quote is, on the surface, it's about charity. It's a very strong, powerful statement about the power of charity. If we knew the benefit of giving gifts, we would all, we wouldn't eat without giving gifts. And this is because of the power of the mind. The power of karma. So giving a gift is much more than just the benefit that accrues to the person. It's even much more than the higher opinion that they'll then have for you. Giving gifts changes you. It's choosing a fork in the road, right? Coming to a fork in the road and choosing a path. This is a description of karma. So the real issue here is the issue of karma. It's not just this. This is specifically about charity, which is makes it a profound statement in its own right. Reminds us of the importance of being charitable, and not just the importance, but the greatness. You know, it's not like it should be an obligation. It's like if you only knew what good it did. It's something that really, really does good things for us. But it gives so much. It gives more than, I mean, first of all, it does give the goodness to another person, which is a great thing in itself, right? If you help someone else, you've done a great thing. You've created happiness for that person. And then the second thing it does is it inclines them positively towards you. So that's another great thing. But even greater than all that is the effect that it has on your mind, from making you kind and charitable and more importantly, able to let go. Makes you less clingy. It reduces your attachments. It frees you from stinginess and miserliness and desire and addiction. So charity is good, but there's a deeper message here. There's levels of deeper messages. So a deeper message is the message of karma, that our actions have consequences. If they have consequences no matter what, like if you don't look both ways before crossing the street, you get hit by a car, or you know. actions in and of themselves have consequences, even before the mind is factored in, right? There are some people who actually live by this. They try and guess what's going to happen if they do this or if they do that. Some people become superstitious about it. If I walk under this ladder, they blow the consequences out of proportion. That simple acts like walking where a black cat has walked, or smashing a mirror, etc. You know. But actions do have consequences. If you break something that belongs to someone else, well, you have to replace it for them, even if it wasn't intentional. It becomes your responsibility. But that's not, of course, what we usually mean by karma, because that's a fairly superficial, you know, result. The results, sure, they happen. But the results for that, in that sense, are quite limited. Now, what we're more interested in is the results of mental action, mental volition behind our actions. Are we doing it out of greed? Are we doing it out of anger? Because these have real meaning. This is where we really get in trouble. Or if our mind, if we're doing something out of mindfulness or wisdom or compassion or love, then it's really powerful. Obviously, if it's clear that you did something wrong as a mistake without realizing it, people are quick to forgive. But if you really meant to hurt someone, you're much less likely to be granted forgiveness. Likewise, if you give someone something, suppose you're going to throw something out, and instead of throwing it out, you say, "Hey, do you want this?" Not much of a gift, right? But if there's something that you really enjoy, like you see that there's the last cookie in the jar, and you're just looking at it and you're thinking, "I want that cookie." But then someone comes along and says, "Oh wow, there's one cookie left. Can I have it?" What do you do, right? When you say to yourself, when you say to the person, "Yes, you can have it." That's quite powerful. The way parents do this for their children, sacrificing so much. Some parents, of course, not all. To be able to sacrifice like that, it's just more powerful, is the point. So a gift, not all gifts are the same, right? Not all charity is the same. But the deepest, the really interesting meaning or interesting aspect of this sentence is actually not about karma or giving at all. It's about knowledge. What the Buddha is saying is, you guys don't know the truth. He's looking at us and he's saying, "You guys are so blind. You people of this earth." It's actually a condemnation, a criticism of us, that we're blind. And this is one way of looking at it, of course. I'm not claiming to know the Buddha's intentions for teaching and you know, being able to read his intentions, but it can very easily be understood as a challenge to us, a wake-up call. So this is an example, as an example of how ignorant you people are. When the opportunity to give arises, you don't give. That shows how ignorant you are, because if you knew the benefits of giving, you would just give naturally. And I suppose you could argue that, well, what's the purpose of giving in the end? I mean, it doesn't really lead you to enlightenment, does it? It's not really a practice that, because it doesn't lead to wisdom to give and so on. And so people argue this way, why did the Buddha talk about giving and so on? But really, this the meaning here is, I mean, that really actually proves the point that this is just an example. Because you can say, well, why talk about giving when giving is not really essential? But the point is, here you have people who want to be happy, who want pleasure, who want to go to heaven, or who even if they don't believe in heaven or don't think about heaven, they want heaven. They want what heaven represents. They want states like heavenly states, you know, pleasurable states in general. And yet they don't do anything to get them, is what he's saying. Because pleasure only comes from goodness, from mundane, wholesome state, wholesome activity. Here these people want to be happy, and yet they'll do all sorts of things to make themselves unhappy. And people don't know what leads to happiness. They don't do the things that lead to happiness. That's what he's saying. So the deeper, so it's really a deeper and quite interesting meaning for meditators and non-meditators alike. For meditators, it reminds us of what's most important: knowledge, wisdom, understanding. That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're working for. We're not, meditation isn't magic. It's not something that's going to transform you or something. You're not just going to break away from samsara. You're going to learn about samsara. You're going to learn about reality and experience. You're going to see through the cloud of ignorance and delusion and realize these things, like, wow, giving is such a powerful thing. Morality, ethical ethics is such a powerful thing. Meditation, you know, such a powerful, see me. We don't see the way the Buddha sees, that's the key. Once we see the way the Buddha sees, Buddha saw, once we learn and we understand reality, then we free ourselves from suffering. And find true happiness. So, just a little bit of Dhamma for tonight. That's our quote. Maybe tomorrow we'll do question and answer. Maybe Dhammapada. No, we're doing one Dhammapada a week, one question and answer, and one Buddhism 101. I think that's the new regimen. Tomorrow I'm giving more 5-minute meditation lessons. I'm going to try to get someone to take pictures so I can share with everybody. You get to see what it's like. It's really pretty awesome. I must have taught 50 people. I think I taught over 50 people how to meditate on yesterday. It's pretty good. Gave out 50 booklets on how to meditate. It worked just about as well as I could have hoped. Anyway, so that's all for tonight. Thank you all for tuning in.